It's been more than a week since the government of Liberia announced the country was in a state of emergency. The declaration came in the wake of a rebel offensive that reached within 25 miles of the capital, Monrovia. It was the closest that armed dissidents have come to the capital since they launched their campaign to topple Liberia's president, Charles Taylor, 2 years ago. The clashes have triggered the exodus of more than 14,000 civilian refugees. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Monrovia. Ivan, you're just back from a town that has been on the front line of this conflict. What did you see?
Lisa, I traveled about a half hour northwest of Monrovia through empty villages. Everybody has fled the fighting, basically. I reached a town called Tubmanville that was the target of a rebel attack 3 days ago. Government troops control it now. They danced a parade of victory, and a general displayed a corpse. He said it was a rebel commander. The corpse was naked and disemboweled. It's underscoring the fact that this is not a conventional war, that half of the government troops I saw did not even have uniforms. They were not trained. There were children armed serving with them. And on the other side, on the rebel side, the rebels reportedly are using children also for the fighting. There is no conventional front line here either. It's very fluid, and the troops are passing through the jungle back and forth.
Well, this isn't the first time Liberia has experienced war.
No, it's not. Many of the civilians who fled the fighting, they're doing this because they narrowly survived a 7-year civil war that ended in 1997 after killing more than 200,000 people. For the past 2 years, the rebels have been fighting in the north of the country, and this has advanced the closest we've ever seen it to the capital. There is a sense of history repeating itself here because the current president, Charles Taylor, he launched that first civil war in 1989 when he invaded the country with a small rebel movement. Now we have a new movement that's moving in to replace Charles Taylor and using many of the same tactics. So we get the sense of a vicious cycle here repeating itself.
Well, what is Liberia's President Charles Taylor saying?
He's calling on the international community to lift sanctions and lift an arms embargo that the United Nations imposed on him last year as punishment for what they said was Taylor's role in prolonging civil war in neighboring Sierra Leone. They accused him of running weapons, gun running, to rebels there in exchange for blood diamonds. He's saying lift the arms embargo so that we can defend ourselves properly. He's also accusing a third country, Guinea, of arming and supporting these rebels. Guinea has in turn accused him of arming and supplying rebels that have attacked them. The United Nations says this conflict threatens to destabilize the entire region.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Monrovia, Liberia. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Lisa.